Good morning. This is your Daily Berlin Briefing for July 11th, 2017. Berlin's district court has dropped the charges against the anti-Nazi activist and self-proclaimed political cleaning lady, Irmela Mensah-Schramm. As reported on Berlin Briefing on June 7th, Mrs. Mensah-Schramm has been removing or painting over hate messages for 30 years all over Germany. She was charged for damaging public property after she painted over an anti-Merkel graffiti in Berlin-Zehlendorf and turned it into an anti-hate statement. Mrs. Mensah-Schramm's activism has been honored several times. She received the Göttinger Friedenspreis in 2015 and the Silvio Meyer Prize in 2016. Some of her works have become exhibition objects themselves. The NS Documentation Center in Munich presented binders with photos illustrating her transformations. The Deutsche Historische Museum in Berlin also brought attention towards her work. A spokesperson of the German government has made a statement that there is no change in the airport policy for Berlin. Tegel Airport will be closed as soon as the new BER airport opens. This is a contradiction to an earlier proposition by Traffic Minister Alexander Dobrindt, who supports a continuation of TXL as an option. In a recent internal poll, more than 80% of the Berlin CDU members voted for keeping Tegel open, and a petition reached enough votes to trigger a public referendum. The decision to close TXL was made in 1996 when the German government, the city of Berlin, and the state of Brandenburg decided to build a new major airport. 11 weeks before the German election, or Bundestagswahl, Berlin districts need 2,000 more volunteer polling clerks. A total of 21,000 people will be needed in Berlin for the election on September 24th. The election office was initially concerned as the Berlin Marathon is happening the same day, and many Berliners either participate or volunteer there. But since 19,000 people were already found, they are optimistic they will find enough volunteers. People who are interested volunteering should contact the office. The preparations for the election are running according to plan. The parties must submit their candidate lists by July 17th. The election documents will be mailed to voters starting August 14th. Car owners who wish to register a car in Berlin must expect long waiting times. Readers of the Berlin Morgenpost have confirmed waiting times of 3.5 weeks or 14 working days. It is also no longer possible to make an appointment online. While the licensing office website states that there is currently some optimization work going on, the real reason seems to be a shortage of manpower. This was confirmed to the Morgenpost by members of the Senate administration. According to the administration, it is planned to hire 22 additional clerks and a task force is on the way. A church kneeling pew was found in front of an ATM machine in Wilmersdorf yesterday. Police tweeted a photo of the scene, which became an instant sensation in social media. It is unclear where the pew or bench came from, therefore police confiscated it and started an investigation on the suspicion of theft. In the meantime, the art collective, Rocco and His Brothers, have published a photo on Facebook that shows the pew and the ATM. A neon cross was added, as well as a woman kneeling. The group became famous for building a full bedroom in an U-Bahn tunnel last year and identifies itself as part of the Berlin graffiti scene. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, tell your friends and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.